Well, everybody, welcome to episode 305 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, is brought to by our good friends at Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. When it comes to real estate, experience matters. At Legacy Realty of Iowa, we pride ourselves on having one of the largest and most experienced teams in Ankeny with over 75 agents strong. As one of the top brokerages in the metro, our local agents bring unparalleled knowledge of the market to help you make the best decisions for your home sale or purchase. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or looking to sell, our team is ready to provide expert guidance every step of the way. Backed by the national strength of LPT Realty, we offer cutting-edge tools and marketing strategies to ensure your success. Legacy Realty of Iowa, your trusted partner for buying or selling in Central Iowa. All right, well, we're going to talk a lot of girls golf tonight. I'll be talking with both head coaches here in a bit. But right now, my first guest is a realtor at Legacy Realty, and she's been a frequent guest of mine. She is Rhonda Dix. Rhonda, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Dan.
Hey, you bet. Well, I know there's a couple things you said you wanted to talk about. One thing I wanted to ask you about was I know when I need to get my car repaired, you know, I take it to a mechanic. You know, when I need to do my taxes, I take it to an accountant. Basically, you know, I like to go to the experts. So what I wanted to ask you is, you know, I know some people try to either buy or sell a home without hiring a real estate agent. But what would you say is the most common mistake that people in those situations do? So something that gets overlooked?
Well, that's a great question, actually. I think sometimes everyone thinks that, you know, we're in the spring market, that it's easy to sell a house on their own, and they go out to, you know, local websites and get an estimated value for their home. But it's important to realize that some of those Zillow estimates that you're looking at or Zestimates out there, they're not even based on current comp sales. They're just a general average. So you could potentially be leaving money on the table, or again, just pricing yourself out of the market in general. And that kind of leads me to pricing right now is super important. I think we've had a lot of people that are still living in the glory days of the pandemic boom and overestimating, you know, their confidence in what their home is worth. Not to say that they don't have great equity in their homes, but they still think that they can price it high and they're going to, on average, get, you know, asking price or over that. Nationally, price reductions are something that are on the uptick around the country. 18%, I think, is what I read across the country. And in Iowa, still lower than that. About 15% of all listings were seeing price reductions. And again, it comes back to pricing properly with your real estate professional and paying attention to the market conditions. I mean, we're nearing 7% interest rates, which that equates to lowering buyers' purchasing power. They're paying more at the grocery store. They're paying more at the gas pump in general. So again, that leaves less money, you know, for housing essentials too. So anyway, like I said, it's important. You want your home to show its best from the get-go. And sometimes everyone gets into their watching the HGTV shows and seeing, oh, you know, landscape, a fresh coat of paint, updating their lighting fixtures is going to add a lot of value. Yes, it's going to make your home show great, but it's not necessarily value-added features like adding a pool. And we've seen more pools being added around, you know, the market too, which is interesting. But yeah, again, you don't want your listing to sit on the market and become stale. Days on the market, people are looking closely at that. And then if it's several days and nothing's happening, then they begin to think something's wrong with your home when really there's not necessarily something wrong.
Is there like an average time that a home is on the market, or can that fluctuate depending on the season?
It can fluctuate. I just read the national average. 50 days on the market was the average for April across the country. And that was up and a multi-year high since 2016. So again, not to be concerned with that. I think people need to remember before the pandemic and that homes just flying off the market. We're more of a normalized market. So again, you can expect, you know, people are going to be out looking. And again, this time of year, I think I'd mentioned to you, everybody knows it's May-cember. So many people are, their attention is away, you know, due to family events, graduations, weddings, you name it. So again, you want to get a buyer's attention and you want to get it right away. In an article I read too, I thought it was interesting. They were comparing overpricing your home to running a marathon. And it's like a seller sitting back and letting everybody else go before before them and then trying to catch up to them after they're 20 miles ahead of you and you're chasing down that fair market value price. So again, you're going to end up netting less money ultimately, or helping your neighbor sell faster than you. So something to keep in mind. And of course, you know, I mentioned that there's a lot of people sitting on some great equity. So even if you're priced fairly according to market conditions, even after the sale is done and all your expenses are paid, you should come away with some good money.
Well, you mentioned a few variables that you look at when you're pricing a home. So is there like a formula that you work with, or is it just a matter of looking at those different variables and trying to come up with that perfect price?
You know, we work very similar to appraisers in the market, and there's certain values that are attributed to a home. Some of the big things that you do get value for when you're comparing yourself to another is, you know, square footage above grade, basement square footage, number of bedrooms, number of bathrooms. Again, you know, some of those things, that the cosmetic upgrades, you don't necessarily get any dollar value for those. But again, it makes you show better in the marketplace. So again, putting your best foot forward. Interesting enough, we've had appraisers recently speaking to us, and they were also stating that, you know, people, you see a lot of solar panels on homes around the metro area, and it's really, right now, those values, you're not getting any value for those solar panels. They're expensive on your roof, but important to keep in mind, some of those are leased and need to be paid off in full before you can sell your home. And then also, if you have roof damage, you know, taking those off the roof and having to store them and, you know, potentially replace those and put them back on, you know, ends up being a costly expense. So again, geothermal is another one that a lot of people used to think was such a big ticket item and got a lot of value. And right now they're not really giving any contributive value to that too. So just a couple of things.
Well, in your position, you obviously feel like it's important for people and then to hire a real estate agent to take care of those things for them. So what would you suggest to people? I mean, what should they look for in a real estate agent? Is it simply a matter of finding somebody you trust?
It is. I think it needs to be a perfect fit for you too. I mean, you want to somebody that you trust, but somebody that you can go the extra mile with. Sometimes it's hard to see that right at the beginning of a transaction, but there's so much more that a real estate professional does that the average public doesn't see. And again, we have access to, you know, current comp sales and things, and know the particulars of the market that could end up actually bringing you more money, you know, in the sale of your home too.
Well, it's all good information, Rhonda. Appreciate that you come in today. Thanks a lot, and we'll do it again soon.
Sounds great. Thanks, Dan.
Yep. All right, well, my next guest is the head coach of the Ankeny Centennial Girls Golf Team. He guided the Jaguars to a 4-4 dual meet record in the CIML Conference this season, and his team is coming off a sixth-place finish yesterday in the two-day conference meet that was held this week. He is John Peterson. Coach, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
Oh, great. Thank you, Dan, for having us.
Hey, you bet. Well, before we talk golf, I just want to ask you a quick question about one of your former basketball players at Ankeny, Tristan Cummins, who was recently named the head boys basketball coach at Bishop Heland Catholic in Sioux City at the age of 27. You know, did you realize when he was playing for you that, you know, he had the potential and the drive to follow in your footsteps?
Well, he's not following my footsteps. He's making his own. He'll do way better than anything I ever did. But Tristan's just an awesome young man. And when he played for us, he was very dedicated to the game. He knew he loved it, was going to go on and play some college basketball. So it was not a surprise. And I'm very happy for him. And to be honest with you, I'm more happy for his kids. He will be fantastic.
Well, I was trying to remember how old you would have been when you got the head job at Ankeny. You would have been about 30-ish, wouldn't you? Wasn't it like 98?
Yeah, I'm coming back, Dan. You're making me, as a math instructor, I should be able to pop that one off really quick. But yeah, 98, and that'd have been 22. No, 32.
32. Okay.
There we go. There it's somewhere go. In there. Oh, that's such I wasn't expecting that question.
I know. I'm right there with you. Well, let's talk some golf now. Your team, you know, has had some ups and downs this year, but you appear to be peaking at the right time. You've shot a total in the 360s in three of your last four 18-hole rounds. You know, do you feel like you guys are in a good place heading into the regional meet on Wednesday?
Yeah, I like where we're at. I mean, obviously, we you know, we were shooting 390s at the beginning of the year, which is not what we knew we had the ability to do better than that. And the girls have worked really hard. So I'm really proud of them, you know, shooting 360s and, you know, three of the four meets. The other one was a 376 at Des Moines Golf and Country Club. We're going the right way, you know. I'm kind of wishing we had a couple more weeks, but I feel like we're going to Elmwood and Marshalltown where the greens are tricky. things could happen. So I'm looking, you know, if we can battle through some things and put up some good scores, you know, hopefully we can upset somebody. That's our goal.
Well, yeah, the season has gone by so fast. It seems like you guys just started.
It's gone by really fast, but there's been some weeks where I know I do a lot of the JV game or meets too. So I had 5 meets in 1 week.
Oh, wow.
So it goes even faster, but it's been a lot of fun. I've got wonderful young ladies. They have such good attitudes, and they're such great people. Makes life pretty darn good.
Well, your team has been led all season by senior Kate Geiselhart and sophomore Kate Truitt. Truitt shot an 85 in Monday's opening round at the Des Moines Golf and Country Club, and she went on to place 11th overall with a 174 total. Geiselhart carded an 86 yesterday at blank, and she finished 16th overall with a 180 total. So they both earned all-conference honors. You know, those two kids have been pretty consistent, haven't they?
They've been very consistent. And I think both of them, if they were sitting here talking with us, they'd say, and we could do a little bit better. You know, I mean, that's the thing about golf. I think that's what drives people that love the game. Every time you're done, you're thinking, man, if I'd have made that putt, or if I wouldn't hit the ball there, you just always feel like you can do a little bit better. And I know those two are really driven to continue to improve and things. So they've just been fantastic. Kate, for 4 years from where she started as a freshman, been that would be Kate Geiselhart. She's just come up so far. And Kate Truitt is the most dedicated to the game of golf that I've ever had. She lives at the golf course, and at showing as a sophomore doing the things that she's doing.
Yeah, Kate Truitt always seems to be in a good mood too. She's always happy to see me out there. I don't know why, but that's funny. Well, you also got an 86 from Danica Krause yesterday, and that marked the first time this season that you've had 3 scores in the 80s. So Danica finished 19th overall and also received all conference honors, I believe.
Yep.
You know, I saw her make a nice long putt on number 9 while I was out there. You know, she's really come on of late, hasn't she?
She has. She is such a sweetheart. Not an easy situation moving into Ankeny Centennial as a senior. And, you know, she's taken it in stride. She's made some very nice comments in the van on trips, saying that, you know, as much as she was not wanting to move, it's been a good thing for her. And I'm really, really proud of her. And we knew coming in that, you know, she has some good skills. And it was just so many things in her life going on that was hard for her to maybe get her focus going right away. But, boy, was she hitting the ball well yesterday, and just so awesome to see. Chipped in a couple of times. She gave Coach Morgan all the credit for that, so I was really happy. They're just a great attitude.
Well, Danica and Kaylee Sprecher are among the seniors on your team, and they've been stalwarts in your lineup along with the two Kates. You've used a few other kids in the other two positions throughout the season. Ava Entrekin, Tegan Skinner, Lauren Wilford, Emma Bisgard, and Madison Sexton have all played at least one varsity meet, I believe.
Yep.
You know, so have you determined your lineup yet for the regional meet, or do you still have some work to do in that regard?
We know where we're at right now. Ava had actually started, she had her best rounds a week ago. And then on Sunday, I got a phone call or a text saying, hey, Coach Pete, my foot's hurt and I have to go to the doctor. And she has stress fractures in her foot.
Oh, no.
So she is done for the year and walking in a boot. So that one really hurt. And again, just a senior that's come so far. So really, that was one of the disappointing things of the year. And then Kaylee's been very solid throughout the year. She is another one so hard on herself that sometimes it gets in her way. And she knows that. And she right now she'd be going, oh, Pete, shouldn't say that. But she does know it. And she has the ability to shoot really low. So we're looking forward to that one. She'll play for us. And Lauren Wilford took about a week off, and she's back. So she'll be our sixth player along with Tegan Skinner. So Tegan is replacing Ava.
Oh, okay. Yes, Tegan almost make a really long putt yesterday as well. On number 9 there. Well, your team did play at Elmwood on May 1st at the Lyndon Bloom Invitational, where you guys tied for 8th place among 13 teams with a 392 total. You know, I'm sure you're hoping that your girls can benefit from that round and lower some of their scores the second time they played the course.
Absolutely. It always helped to go there once, and then we'll actually have a practice round there on Monday. So, yeah, we that was in our 390s. We don't want to be in our 390s anymore. So, our goal to be in the 360s, maybe be in the 350s, and we can do that. We just have to focus in, really, really put the ball well at Elmwood. Short game's got to be on.
It's been a while since I've been up there, but that's a really a hilly course, isn't it?
Hilly course.
Yeah.
Yep. I told them we're going to have to run some laps there. They won't, but I always kid them that we got to get in shape, go back to my basketball coaching days and put them on the line, run some line drills, but it'll be fun.
Well, among the teams that you'll see up there in the field are Waukee Northwest, the number 3 team in the state, and of course the conference champion. Number 6 Marshalltown is also there on their home course. You know, it's going to be a challenge to finish ahead of either one of those teams, isn't it?
Yep. But that's where our hope and our, you know what I mean, Elmwood also gives you a chance. Elmwood has some greens that you could put the ball in, it could come back at your feet 50 yards away. So, you know, things can happen. It's a golf meet. You know what I mean? You watch the best players in the world. Nobody wins all the time. So we have a hill to climb.
Well, I know Marshalltown and Ames played in the Monday portion of your conference meet. Of course, they're not members of the conference anymore. And in a lot of the girls' sports, you know, those two schools have kind of gone downhill. But, boy, golf isn't one of them, is it?
No.
They're really good.
They have a smaller program, but I'll give their coaches a lot of credit. Those girls are dedicated, and they play a lot. They do a fantastic job. So, yeah, those two teams – this year are very, very good.
Well, of course, all the golfers could also qualify for state as individuals. There's a lot of great individuals that will be there. Natalie Henson of Marshalltown is certainly one of them. And how many individuals is it that they take?
Six.
Only six.
Only six. That's one of the things that someday I'd like to have them change. You have six kids playing for Marshalltown. You have six kids playing for Waukee Northwest. All of them are very good. And so to get anybody else in besides those two teams is very difficult. So it'd always be nice if maybe they take one or two girls from the other teams that don't make it. So it'd be the next two kids that follow from the non-winning teams. But my goal is to win as a team. I mean, there's no doubt that we talked with the girls today. Our goal is we're going to upset somebody. So that's going in with a good attitude, I hope.
That's got to be the goal, right?
That's the goal.
Well, Pete, thanks a lot for coming today. I appreciate it. Good luck next week.
Oh, thanks, Dan. Really appreciate it.
You bet. All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa. Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa is also a sponsor of the podcast. Revive opened in 2017, is located on the south side of Ankeny near Hy-Vee. They provide top-tier aesthetic procedures as well as dermatology. You can usually get a dermatology appointment the same day. Revive offers Botox, fillers, lasers, medical-grade skincare, weight loss injections, and cool sculpting. Revive loves Ankeny and is very supportive of this community. You can give them a call at 515-965-5677. Well, my final guest tonight is the head coach of the Ankeny team, and her squad is coming off a seventh-place finish at the conference meet yesterday. She's Kelly Emke. Kelly, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, before we talk about your team, I wanted to ask you about the Memorial Golf Tournament that was held in your mom's honor earlier this month at Otter Creek. You know, how was the turnout this year?
It was good. We had 96 golfers. We were able to award 7 scholarships, so that's a huge increase from our first year. It went great. We finally had decent weather, so we're hoping next year for some sunshine.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about the weather, because we've had such great weather here recently, but I was thinking I saw somebody mention that tournament, and maybe that it wasn't that warm that day, but I can't remember. But
yeah, it was still like a little chilly out that day, but a lot better than the rain we've had the last couple of years, so.
Yeah, anything's better than rain. That's
yeah.
For sure. Well, let's talk about your team now. I know you guys, you know, have had some ups and downs this year, but you've certainly had some highlights. One of your goals was to break 400 for a team score, and you guys did that early on by shooting a 378, and you placed 5th at the Tony Dickey invite a month ago. And then 2 days before that tournament, your team easily defeated Urbandale during a triangular, and you told me that was maybe the first dual meet conference win for the program in quite a while. So you've seen some progress, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, it was a really good year. The girls continue to surprise me, like with their dedication and their ability to like continuously shoot under 400. We struggled with that a lot last year. Overall, we've made about a 40 stroke like average difference from the beginning of the year to now, so that's really good. I would have liked to see us walk away with a few more conference wins. We lost a lot of close ones, 2 strokes, 9 strokes, 4 strokes, I think were some of our closer ones. So we were hoping to kind of come back, get a little bit better than 7th, but it was really competitive. The CIML was really tight this year. I mean, obviously Waukee Northwest is just knocking it out of the park, but everybody else was just really close, and unfortunately we just couldn't quite get it done. Mostly on Monday, I think, was where we struggled the most. But I mean, we have 3 seniors graduating, but we've got a lot of potential coming too, and Madeline's been a great addition. Aubrey and Catherine are both growing a lot, so I'm really excited for the leadership they'll bring next year.
Well, yeah, your team has been led all season by senior Isabella Ross and her freshman sister Madeline. Coincidentally, they both shot a 181 total at the conference meet this week to earn all conference honors. And those two kids have been pretty consistent, haven't they?
Yeah. It's great having them both on the team. They bring quite a bit of, you know, different qualities. Isabella is just a wonderful leader. She has this knack for, like, even when she's playing bad, she's just, you know, always asking, like, how's the team doing? How's that going? You know, so that's always good. And then I think Madeline just brings, like, that young, you know, like, she's just kind of like a go-getter. She'll try any shot kind of thing. So it's been fun having them. It was very interesting to see them shoot the exact same. Madeline was pretty excited that in the card off, she got the lower score. But it's pretty sad, you know, having three seniors on the team. I'm really going to miss just like that consistency, especially that Isabella brings. Like we lost at blank, and that was like a day where she just wasn't having her on, and I know she felt really bad about it, but it's just like she's always consistently going to come back from that, and that's exactly what she did. So,
well, another highlight for your team came yesterday when Ava Clarkson shot a season low 97 in that final round of blank. You know, so she stepped up to provide one of your scorers maybe when a couple other kids struggled, didn't she?
Yeah. Ava has been like, she told me last year that her goal was to make varsity as a senior, and she really went out and got that. She played all winter in a league at NetPar, and she just did the work she needed to do, and we're really seeing her come around. I told her yesterday, I was like, just imagine if we'd worked this hard the last 3 years where we'd be, but it's so great. And she just has, again, like that light attitude that's just so much fun. And she's just a golfer that, like, if you tell her to go do something, she's going to do it, and she's going to do it well. So as long as, you know, she's ready to play, she generally always brings in a pretty good score this year, which has been really nice to see her, like, finally reach that goal of making varsity. And I know yesterday she was like just elated that her score counted towards that 381.
Well, of course, Aubrey Moeller, Ava Sesker, and Catherine Nelson have also been regulars in your lineup this season. And all three of those kids, have, you know, have had really good rounds at times.
Yeah.
And I don't think you've used any other kids in the lineup this year. So you must have a pretty clear top six, huh?
We do, yeah. Our JV is pretty young other than the top two, which are Josie and Lydia. And so, and then Milana's a senior, but she just joined last year. So she's still kind of new to golf. But otherwise, there are three freshmen. And so these six just kind of came as like standouts. And Ava Clarkson kind of had at the beginning of the season to like earn that spot. But yeah, pretty much they've all been putting up consistently good scores. Aubrey's made amazing improvements in her great game, and she's worked so hard at that. And Catherine the same. I mean, Catherine would like to be further than she is, and she's always like pushing herself really hard. But we talk a lot about like, remember the first meet at Legacy and then what we scored today that we're disappointed in, and think about like how different our attitude is there. So.
Well, now your team will head to Marshalltown next Wednesday for the regional meet at Elmwood Country Club. You know, do you feel like you guys are in a good place, you know, heading into that meet?
I do. I think, like, we drew a pretty hard regional, so it's not going to be an easy day by any means. Elmwood is, you know, not a novice, not for a novice golfer, but we're going Monday. We're going to do a practice round because five of our girls have never played there before. Isabella, I think, is the only one who's aware of the course, at least in a meet standpoint. So we're going to go play a practice round just so there's no surprises. We're going to hope for good weather and at least a fun day. Obviously, there's some big competitors that we're going up against. But I tell the girls all the time, we're there to compete with ourselves. Like, we're never – golf is a sport where it's going to take years and years and lots of dedication to get better at it. But if you're always improving your score, then you're doing the work you need to do.
Yeah, I looked it up. Ankeny has not played a meet on that course since 2022 when Isabella would have been a freshman, and she only got to play, you know, nine holes that day. And she told me yesterday, too, that you guys would play that practice round. And obviously you feel like, you know, that practice round can be beneficial because if a girl goes up there and hasn't seen the course before, I mean, it's hard to play if you've never seen the course before.
Yeah, especially with Elmwood's blind greens, high hills, lots of trees. It's a beautiful course. They'll get, you know, they've gotten a lot of great opportunities this year to play some really nice courses. So I always tell them, too, like, you know, I can't just go play Elmwood or Des Moines Golf and Country Club whenever I want. So it's kind of nice that they get those opportunities.
Well, you mentioned the tough competition that you'll face. Among the teams in the field that day are going to be Waukee Northwest, the number three team in Class 4A. They won the conference championship for the second year in a row. Number six Marshalltown will be playing on its home course, and they're really good. They're led by Natalie Henson, probably the top golfer in the state. So, I mean, it's going to be a challenge to finish ahead of either one of those teams, isn't it?
It definitely is going to be a huge challenge. But like I said, I just want the girls to go out and play their best game. team. I know that a lot of them have some big goals for that day, but ultimately it's about just like thinking about every single shot and seeing what we can do. And if we get better, like maybe it's next year that we make it to state or those kinds of things. So just that improvement mentality is what I want them to focus on, not necessarily saying like, well, if we don't shoot 320, then it's not a success. It's still a success if we made improvements.
I was just talking to Coach Peterson. I asked him, you know, how many of the individual golfers can qualify for state then? He said it would be six, and and he'd like to see more golfers be allowed to qualify as individuals, because when you have two really good teams there like Northwest and Marshalltown who each have six really good golfers, I mean, it's going to be hard for an individual to qualify too, isn't it?
It really is, yeah, and that is kind of like a really hard part of where we're at with golf right now, is that we tend to see like some schools that get a lot of really good golfers, then they take the team title and they take all the individual spots, and so yeah, I would like to see there be a little bit more opportunity for some of those higher, you know, golfers that are shooting just like outside of those averages, to be able to compete at those higher levels.
Yeah, it seems like if two full teams already qualify, I mean, you should allow some other kids maybe to qualify as individuals.
Yeah. But yeah, I think it's just, I don't know why. I mean, they've made so many different changes from the girls' union over the years to how state is run. It's just, I guess they figure they're not going to beat them as individuals anyways, but I don't know.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, Kelly, thanks a lot for coming in today. Appreciate it, and good luck next week.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa. When you work with Legacy Realty, you're not just getting one of the largest and most trusted real estate agencies in Ankeny, you're partnering with over 75 expert agents who are committed to your success. Whether you're searching for your dream home or selling your property for the best possible price, we offer the right tools, strategies, and support to help get you there. As part of LPT Realty, a national leader in the real estate industry, we combine local expertise with innovative resources to give you an unbeatable advantage. Choose us for unparalleled service, proven results, and a commitment to your success in every transaction. Legacy Realty of Iowa, where your real estate goals become a reality. I want to thank my guests again for coming in today. We had girls golf coaches John Peterson of Ankeny Centennial and Kelly Emke of Ankeny, along with realtor Rhonda Dix. I appreciate the time from all of those folks. And come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, when we're going to have a special guest.